Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. The one and only, and the world is happy about that. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Having a great visit with our new friend, Aliza Licht. She's the author of a new book, Leave Your Mark, Land Your Dream Job, Kill It in Your Career, and Rock Social Media. She was the secret DKNR PR girl for 2 years. Behind the scenes, exposing the fashion industry for a long time. Now she's out. Are you still doing that, Aliza? Are you still doing the DKNR PR girl?
I am still doing it.
NYPR.
It's great. It's great fun.
So, okay, so you're getting a lot of requests now from folks on, obviously, how to dress and things like that, but also how to go for an interview. And over the last 3 or 4 years that you've been doing this, talk to us about some of the things that you put in your book that is general advice you've got for folks out there. And is most of your stuff for ladies?
No, it's not. It really is not sex specific, and it's also not industry specific. I mean, the stories are through the lens of my career in fashion, but the advice is for anyone.
Right. Okay. What's the first best advice you've got for folks?
I think a lot of people use the interview as their discovery period, asking questions that they should know the answers to before they go in. And the interview should be a time where you are so buttoned up and you've done your research so well that you're asking questions like, what is the culture like here? Mm-hmm. Does this job rely on a team? You know, really, really smart questions that tell your interviewer that you've done your homework. Too many people come in saying, well, how many years has this been around? And you're like, really? You didn't look at our website?
The facts and figures you should know before you get there, right?
100%.
So I had a couple of years ago, I had a young man who came out of college, and I was interviewing him. I usually get the second interview, at least. I have other folks who get the first one, and I get the second one. So he did a good job in the first one. I'm a little tougher than my folks are, I think, apparently. And so I said something about, have you been to my website? My website. He said, no. I said, well, tell you what, son, go home and come back after you have.
Yeah.
That's how long the interview lasted.
You know what, Jim? I don't blame you. And it's unfortunate because, you know, that could have been really valuable time where this guy could have been really networking with you and he blew it.
Well, like I said, everybody doesn't get in front of me.
Yep.
He blew it.
Yep.
And this is a young person.
Mm-hmm.
This is not like some, 60-year-old that doesn't go on websites, right? You know, he was young and he just didn't do his homework.
Yep. And I think one of the other pitfalls, especially right now, is, you know, everyone has become so casual with social media. You know, everything is instantaneous, and the communication, because we're all, you know, text messages short, Twitter short, everything is abbreviated. People don't understand. They can't take that communication into the professional world. They need to switch gears.
Thank you. Well, here's the thing. You know, I mean, they're going to be entering, these people are entering a workplace with 4 or 5 generations.
Exactly.
And you can't presume, you just cannot, especially as a young person, you can't presume that everybody in that organization is going to align with your behavior. And if you're the new person, you move toward us. We don't move toward you.
Correct. It's really respecting that it's a professional environment.
Thank you.
And knowing how to turn it on and off.
Mm-hmm.
It's fine for social, but it's not fine for email.
Mm-hmm. What about social media practices? You know, a lot of people think that everything that they do in their life, everybody else needs to know about it. When we look at somebody before we invite them to interview, if we like what they offer, we actually go check out what they do on social media. Did you know that?
I'm not surprised. I'm not surprised.
There was one person
too.
Who had like 1,000 Facebook friends. We did not interview her.
Why?
We just thought that was too many. We just felt like that was of all the that was just one of the things that we held against her.
That's interesting. I wouldn't have held that against her personally, but what my rule of thumb is, if you wouldn't feel comfortable seeing your post in a full page ad in the New York Times, then don't post it.
Right. Yeah. Do you have different advice for men and women? Are there different dynamics going on right now for men and women?
I don't think so. I think in general, understanding that the lines have blurred between what is professional and personal, like you just said, you're mm-hmm. judging someone's personal Facebook page.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that you have to remember that everything you do online affects your reputation professionally.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, oversharing on Facebook might be detrimental to your professional life, right?
It would. You know, Facebook is more of a walled garden depending on how you set your privacy settings, but, you know, you have to be careful for sure. But Twitter, mm-hmm. for certain, Instagram, those public platforms, mm-hmm. if you're not private, you can really get into trouble.
You got a website for the book?
I do. It's alizalicht.com, A-L-I-Z-A-L-I-C-H-T.
All right, so check that out. It's available on Amazon, too, wherever books are sold.
Yes, and actually this morning it's the number one new release in job hunting. And
congratulations. Leave your mark by Aliza Licht. Hey, Aliza, will you come back another day?
I would love to.
We've had fun having you here. We'll do it again. Thanks for being
here. Thank you, Jim. Have a great one.
You too. Aliza Licht, ladies and gentlemen. She'll be back another day. We like her. Quick break, 29 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us. Come together right
now. Over me. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.